There's been more violence in occupied East Jerusalem. Two Israelis have been injured in a gun attack there. Israeli forces say the suspect is 13 years old and was wounded while being taken into custody. From occupied East Jerusalem, our diplomatic editor James Bayes has the latest on the alleged shooter.
The information we have is that he is 13 years old, but I have to say that information is being challenged. That's come from the police. It's being challenged by his own family, who say that the 13-year-old boy happened to be there at the scene. It was a case of mistaken identity. He wasn't the one wielding the handgun. So there's a dispute over that from what the police are saying and what the family are saying at this time. What we do know is the victims of this attack were two settlers, a father and son, we understand. The father, 45 years old, his son in his 20s. The son, we believe, is more seriously wounded, but both are being treated in hospital for their injuries.
At least 42 Palestinians have been arrested after a Palestinian gunman killed seven people outside a synagogue on Friday. Now, he was shot dead. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is to meet his security cabinet later. He's promised immediate action after the latest violence.
We are here after one of the hardest attacks in recent years. I convened a situation assessment with all the security forces. We decided on several immediate actions. We have to work with determination and composure. I call on people not to take the law into their own hands. For that, we have an army, police and security forces.
The shooting came a day after nine people were killed during a raid by Israeli forces in the Jenin refugee camp. At least 31 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli troops or settlers this month in the occupied West Bank. In other news, protests have been held across the United States after police in Memphis released video showing officers beating an unarmed black man. Tyree Nichols later died in hospital. Several people were arrested during confrontations between police and protesters in New York City. U.S. President Joe Biden said that he was outraged by the video and called for protests to be peaceful.